Tonight's verse is from chapter 12, text 13 and 14. Repeat the Sanskrit after me. Avishta Sarvabhutanam Maitram Karuna Evacha Nimamo Nirahankara Sama Dukha Sukha Shami Santusta Satatam Yogi Yatatma Dridha Nishchaya Mai Arpita Mano Budhir Yomad Bhakta Same Priya. Repeat after me. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities. Who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego. Who is equal both in happiness and distress. Who is tolerant. Always satisfied. Self-controlled. And engaged in devotional service. With determination. His mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Coming again to the point of pure devotional service, the Lord is describing the transcendental qualifications of a pure devotee in these two verses. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstance, nor is he envious of anyone, nor does a devotee become his enemy's enemy. He thinks, this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds, so it is better to suffer than to protest. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, whenever a devotee is in a distress or has fallen into difficulty, he thinks that it is the Lord's mercy upon him. He thinks, thanks to my past misdeeds, I should suffer far, far greater than I am suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all the punishment I am due. I am just getting a little by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is always calm, quiet, and patient, despite many distressful conditions. A devotee is also always kind to everyone, even to his enemy. Nimama means that the devotee does not attach much importance to the pains and troubles pertaining to the body, because he knows perfectly well that he is not the material body. He does not identify with the body, therefore he is free from the conception of false ego, and is equipoised in happiness and distress. He is tolerant and he is satisfied with whatever comes by the grace of the Supreme Lord. He does not endeavor much to achieve something with great difficulty, therefore he is always joyful. He is a completely perfect mystic because he is fixed in the instructions received from the spiritual master. And because his senses are controlled, he is determined. He is not swayed by false arguments, because no one can lead him from the fixed determination of devotional service. He is fully conscious that Krishna is the eternal Lord, so no one can disturb him. All these qualifications enable him to fix his mind and intelligence entirely on the Supreme Lord. such a standard of devotional service is undoubtedly very rare. But a devotee becomes situated in that stage by following the regular principles of devotional service. Furthermore, the Lord says that such a devotee is very dear to him, for the Lord is always pleased with all his activities in full Krishna consciousness. Advesta sava bhutanam maitram karana evacha nimamo nirahankara samadukha sukha ksami santusta satatam yogi yatatma dhita nishtaya mai apita mano budhir yomad bhakta sami priya. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from the false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, and who is tolerant and always satisfied, self-controlled and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Ova giram tirarandasya giram giram shrakkaya chakshu mitam deham sajmai shri guru vevamaha vancha kalpa durubhyascha kripa sindhu vevacha patidharma pavane shri vaishta vevyam vana maha. So this is a very nice verse from Bhagavad Gita. Again, although these verses might sound very simple, we have to understand they are being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is not speaking to impress anyone with any flattering language difficult to understand. But even though the Lord is speaking very simply, still it's very difficult to understand, isn't it, fact? He might be speaking very simply, but difficult to understand still, because to understand what Krishna is saying, you have to understand Krishna is the Supreme Person. You have to be realized that Krishna is God. Then when you can understand what he's saying, then you can understand it properly. You think that Krishna is a philosopher, is a yogi, is a mystic, then you don't get the right understanding. Krishna is not competing with other yogis to be a great yogi. It's like in Tanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, but he's not saying, I don't need to take a spiritual master. He's showing by example that he's taking a spiritual master. Why do we have to take a spiritual master? Because we are fools. You can't go to school and you don't want to go to school, you don't want to learn nothing. Because you know everything, no. You have to go to school to learn even material knowledge, you have to go to school. So what about to speak of the spiritual science? The material science is less important than the spiritual science. Material science, you know, you do whatever you can now, you enjoy. But then that's finished. Spiritual science, that's the important thing. After you leave here, where you're going, that's the important thing. Those who don't know that they're spiritual soul, they think after this, I'm dead, I'm done. That means I'm full. I'm educated full. Because I'm going to the college, I'm going to university, but still I'm full. Because why? I'm not self-realized. So this is a great opportunity in life. If you become enlightened, you become self-realized. First thing to know is who is God. That's not easy to know. Why that's not easy to know? Because God is keeping himself hidden. He's not giving himself, okay, I give you. No, no matter what you are, I give you. No. For if you surrender, if you're serious, then if you're serious, God knows everything. If you're serious, God will find you. You just be serious, God will contact you. Prabhupada said, don't go to try to find Krishna. Try to act in a way that Krishna will see that you're serious, then Krishna will reveal himself to you. That's the first. So this verse described here is very important. These are the qualities that one needs to have to become attractive to Krishna. Krishna is attracted by nonsense person, false ego. So when you think that I'm this body, Krishna is not attractive. Because if you think you're this body, then you're only for your people, you're only for your religious, you're only for unlimited. But if you know you're not the body, then you know that all living entities are part of Krishna. You know my duty is not just to my people, my duty is to everyone. That is the Krishna consciousness. And that solves all the problems of life. Material life. People are fighting. Why? Because of the limited knowledge about the self. And the self is not being taught of in the school either. If you go to the school, that doesn't mean you'll find out what the self is. If you go to college, you still won't find out. And the only way you'll find out is by hearing from the, let's call it, bona fide spiritual master. Not that somebody just pick up a few books. I want to know something. I want to present myself as an authority. It's bogus. What you hear from the genuine authority is a lot different when you hear from people who are speculating. My, what I believe, what I believe. When you come to Krishna consciousness, forget what you believe, understand what Krishna is saying. That's perfect knowledge. That's how you find the perfect knowledge. It's not, the perfect knowledge that cannot come from you because you're not perfect. Very simple. But you can become perfect by following, Srila Prabhupada said, we become perfect by following the perfect. We don't become perfect in ourselves. Oh, my own thing. I want to know. No. And when you come to Krishna, all of this speculation stops. That's why the guru is there. And that's why Maya is there. Maya is checking everyone. Okay, you're not serious? Go over here. Okay, you're not serious? Go over here. Okay, you're not serious? Go over here. Okay, you're serious? Okay, come over here. This is Maya's business. So, the... That first quality described here is very dangerous quality. Enviousness. And enviousness is so terrible, it will stop you from becoming enlightened. Isn't that a fact? Enviousness, you know, very bad quality. Most conditioned souls are wrapped up in this quality, you know. What the neighbors have, what they have a nice car, they have a nice house, they have a nice garden. I can't take it anymore. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written down about this enviousness, you know, the material tendency. As soon as somebody is doing good, I feel bad. And as soon as I say somebody is good, I feel like depressed. Wow. They're doing very nice, you know. So this is all due to false ego and not being very pure, because the main energy that we have as living entity, that's our Krishna prema, our love of Krishna. That's the main thing that we have. But we've forgotten this. We've switched around our Krishna prema to make like me. I want to be satisfied. And the Krishna prema is something totally different. It deals with satisfying Krishna. Totally different. There's like two different worlds. One world is to satisfy me, that's the first world. The next world is to satisfy Krishna, that's the real thing. So how do this, our love of Krishna, our love of God, and our Krishna prema has become ruined and spoiled by coming to the material world. That's the problem. And that Krishna prema now has become envy. And lust and envy and anger and everything has become. Because when the Krishna prema is there, then the emphasis is not on oneself. The emphasis is on how to satisfy Krishna. But when Krishna consciousness is not there, then it becomes how to satisfy oneself. And then that's an envious position. That's not the correct position to be in. Because our love, instead of being enhanced, instead of being manifest and enhanced, it becomes misunderstood. And this is the problem. In the material world, the love is misunderstood. It's misdirected. Because in the material world, we don't have a proper understanding of what love is. That is the problem. Because in the material world, the tendency is there to make myself the object and myself the center of the loving transactions. But actually, pure love is not like that. Pure love simply means taking care of the beloved. It has anything to do with taking care of oneself. So that is transcendental. And to get to that transcendental love, it requires the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. Because the heart, the consciousness changes when the heart changes. The heart and the consciousness are connected. And so if the heart becomes very very blissful, very connected, very joyful, then the consciousness also changes. The consciousness becomes blissful by the situation of the heart. So this is the process what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. It's not very difficult. Not that you have to control the breathing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not teaching everyone to control the breathing process, pranayama, starting the breath. So many things are there. If for one to want to become serious, to find out what is the spirit soul, what is the advanced consciousness, all these things are there. You cannot just come to Krishna and just satisfy for just I like chanting and not become enlightened. And then Srila Prabhupada taught like that. He didn't want anyone to be just a regular devotee. He wanted everyone to know that they have the opportunity to become a pure devotee. This is Krishna consciousness. This is equal opportunity to become a pure devotee. The training has to be there, that's all. Not that somebody is special, he can become a pure devotee. No. Prabhupada never accepted. Anyone can become pure devotee. You simply follow, that's all. Because why? Because Krishna is not ever stayed here. Krishna is not envious of anyone. These qualities here, Krishna is the master of all these qualities. All these good qualities, Krishna is the supreme owner of all these qualities. Srila Prabhupada said, you can try to develop the quality. You try to find out what devotee has what quality. You try to find out and you try to understand properly how you can get that quality. You cannot get the quality otherwise without devotee. You cannot get the quality without devotee. That is Krishna consciousness. You get it from devotee. That's how Krishna arranged it. Prabhupada said, you love me, you love my dog. So you'll find that you go to Krishna, Krishna will put you in the other direction. Oh, please go to my devotee. My devotee knows, nobody else knows. Nobody else can even imagine anyway. So Krishna is giving this to his devotee. Not that we only want something nice from God that is material. You think God can give us something so nice that's not material. And that is the Krishna prema. You know, you cannot get that Krishna prema any other way. You cannot get it any other way. And so that is why Srila Prabhupada has established this Krishna consciousness, following the orders of his spiritual master. Because this is what the world is in need of right now. And this is why Krishna is coming right now. Because not by chance. Because the world is in a lot of danger right now. And so it is Krishna's business to come and to present himself, which Krishna is doing, actually. Before Srila Prabhupada, Krishna was unknown. Krishna was in the books. And if you go to the library, you could find Krishna. But Krishna was a very obscure thing. It had belonged to other people. But now every day, everybody can find Krishna. If you put Krishna on the internet, you'll get everything about Krishna. And we have to be proud that Krishna is so nice that he's bringing himself, making himself available. He's not hiding himself. Because we are, and we're not getting Krishna by accident, because we wanted Krishna, and we asked Krishna, and we pleaded with Krishna to help us. So it's not by accident Krishna is doing it. Krishna is doing it in the response to the devotee's desire. This is the idea, is to get access to how one can become purified by the devotional service. One has to understand it properly. What is the meaning of surrender? One has to understand it. Somebody may think that surrender means I give up everything and I just go to the forest. Isn't that, that's a good idea? I give up everything, I just go to the forest, I take sannyas, everything. No, that's not necessarily surrender. This is one story, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this one devotee, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he surrendered. He said, I'm giving up my family, I'm surrendering, I want to take sannyas, and Prabhupada said, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, why don't you go home and take care of your wife properly, you know? Why don't you go home and take care of your family, right? But he was thinking the bad thing to do was to take sannyas, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but for you, the right thing to do is to go home and take care of your family. The right thing to do is sannyas, that might be for somebody else. Everybody is a different time to you. Just like Arjuna, we're thinking that Arjuna is a family man. You know, so the Bhagavad Gita is spoken for not only sannyasis, the Bhagavad Gita is spoken for regular people who are going to their job, who have taken care of their wife and children and all these things. So it's not just for and the Bhagavad Gita is for everyone. On every level. And the Bhagavad Gita is also for Paramahansas. Paramahansas means a very advanced person, persons who are beyond the modes of nature. That is the confidential knowledge that the Lord is giving in Bhagavad Gita, how to become enlightened by transcending the modes of nature. Very important knowledge. And the modes of nature, they are due to eating, you can become affected by the modes. You can put yourself in the different modes of nature. You can put yourself in the mode of goodness. That's the idea behind Krishna consciousness, is to put yourself in the mode of goodness. And by practice, by study, by eating, by thinking, you transfer from one mode to the next. And then when you transfer to the mode of goodness, then gradually the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance dies away. But if you're not developing the mode of goodness, then the mode of passion and ignorance will, you know, catch one. So this is how the modes of nature are working. Somebody cannot become enlightened in the mode of ignorance. That's not possible. Neither somebody can become enlightened in the mode of passion either. Very careful. So it becomes to, of course, to believe in God, that's not very difficult. But to find God, to become enlightened, that's the difficult part. It's like, to find God, you have to go beyond just knowing, and you have to get into, like, becoming. Becoming is a lot different than knowing. Knowing is one thing. Becoming, that is more surrender. More surrender is becoming. But, you know, we have to find the ways to make the progress, because actually in the Krishna consciousness, we're living to leave the body. We're not running away from leaving the body. Oh, I don't want to leave the body. You know, we're living in a way so that we want to leave the body. We want to leave the body with a lot of devotees chanting. Isn't that a fact? Everybody wants that. Hurry, go, need time, go. That's the perfection of life. Just like when Srila Prabhupada is leaving the body, all the devotees are chanting, dancing, crying, jumping, everything. I know Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, when he left his body, people were dancing and jumping, everything like that. So everybody's hoping for that. You don't want to leave your body, get hit by a bus somewhere and nobody knows. So, you know, the Krishna consciousness is living to leave the body. And the Krishna conscious person knows that when he leaves the body, it will depend on how he lives his Krishna consciousness. He gets a very nice position, very advanced position. Krishna will take care. So the body like this is living very comfortably because everybody knows how he's living. Knows what the purpose of life is and how he's doing it. How he views others, how he views other living entities, everything is described. So you have to worry about everything. You know? Because it's just like a child, when a child has a parent, the child has to worry because the child has a parent. So same way with the body, has Krishna and Radha around. You don't have to worry. But when you don't have Krishna, when you don't have Radha, you know, you should be worried. You know, just like that child that's not protected, the jail is there, bad association there, bad company is there. Just like we have our children, you know, we have to guide our children to go back to God. We shouldn't let our children get contaminated by false views. You know, we should train our children how we understand life and how, you know, not that they can eat, you know, this mundane society, they do not care what they eat. They don't care what they do, they don't care what they say, they don't care what they eat, everything. So, you know, it's bad association all the way around. And if you want to make advancement, then you have to find good association. You know, just like when I became a devotee, I was a young boy when I became a devotee, but I didn't know anything. But I was lucky to find Srila Prabhupada, who knows everything. That's the way of getting knowledge, you know. You don't, if you want to get knowledge, you have to get away from being very proud, from being, thinking you're so educated or thinking you have become very humble to approach Krishna. So when you approach Krishna, I'm alright, you're alright, I'm alright. we're the fallen persons. We're not the advanced person. So we have to approach Krishna like that. As soon as you approach Krishna thinking you're alright, Maya said, oh, you think you're alright, okay? Then Maya wants to show you you're not alright. Well, if you know you weren't alright before, you wouldn't have to wait on Maya to show you that. You're not that already. You know? And so Maya is like our mother too. What we don't know, Maya will show us. You know? If we don't want to listen, Maya will punish us. You know, and if we want to listen, Maya will help us. You know, so there's no you cannot pull the fast one on God, and you need God. It's not like and we should be careful. We shouldn't want God to help us in our material life. You know, we should want to help God in His life. That's the idea. Forget about helping me. Let's help God in His life. That's the Krishna consciousness. And then you forget about your problems. As soon as you surrender to God, your problems are over. But if you don't have God consciousness developing, you try to solve it this way, you try to solve it that way, you try to solve it that way, it never gets solved. And when the sub problem is solved, you're dying already. You have to leave the body, you know? You work so hard that when you have everything, you have to leave the body. That's not fair. And most people experience that. They have everything already, then the body's old, and they cannot enjoy anything, and then they have to go. This is not the real life, you know? And if you want to find real life, to live real life, you have to be in Krishna consciousness, you have to be enjoying Krishna prema. Your love of Krishna, that's the enjoyment in the spiritual world. Everybody's tasting high ecstasy and loving Krishna. And because that love is immaterial, it's gone, it's lost, then we are left with this crazy love we're fighting to get for ourselves. And we don't even know what we are. Actually, this Satchidananda Vigraha, this Ananda means love. So actually you are love. That's your quality, that's your spiritual quality of love. So you're looking for that, fine. But you should be giving that to others. And then it will develop in that way. And the reason why, if you want to, in other words, if you love Krishna, you have to love everyone. But how are you going to love everyone? Somebody was asking me, how can you love some bad person? Isn't that right? Me, I can't love a bad person. I mean, you can try, but it's very difficult, isn't it? You figure you see, you tell somebody hi, somebody doesn't even look at you. You don't care about it. You know? So how are you going to love a bad person? But the idea is just like you go to the zoo, you see a nice tiger in the zoo, right? This tiger is wonderful. You love the tiger because the tiger is made by Krishna. Beautiful animal. But you're not going to go in there and tell the tiger that you love the tiger, no. You love the tiger from a distance. That's the idea. So you can associate with people. Those who are good, you can love them close. Those who are bad, you can love from a distance. You know, the idea is just like you're Harinam. Everybody's on Harinam. Good people, bad people, everybody passing by. Harinam to everybody. You know? And so your love will develop due to practicing. And for that practice, you have devotees. Krishna will give you devotees. You can practice loving Krishna by loving devotees. You can get some practice. Actually, in my experience, you don't find out about love until you get love. That's my experience. You can read the books, it won't develop like that. You have to find an advanced devotee to love you, then it will develop. That is a secret thing. And Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, that means you have to get association of devotees. We cannot, of course, we cannot think that all devotees are all on the Madhyamadhikari stage. There's neophyte devotees, there's some Madhyamadhikari, and there's Mahabhagavata, you know, they go to different stages. You know, you want to try to contact with Mahabhagavata and Madhyamadhikari. Because these are easier to attain. Of course, it's very difficult to attain Mahabhagavata. But you got to start somewhere. And so you should try to attain Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari just means that a person who is reawakening their love for Krishna, and they're very respectful, nice qualities, they love everyone. And they, as it's described here, nobody can turn a Madhyamadhikari away from what he's doing. Useless. And he's already realized. Nobody can change him from what he's doing. But if you associate with a Madhyamadhikari, that person can change you into a devotee. That's Madhyamadhikari. And Mahabhagavat, if some, yeah, Mahabhagavat is there, he cannot discuss what he knows. That's Mahabhagavat. It gets very complicated to understand what Mahabhagavata knows. And Mahabhagavata, if he's speaking to neophyte, he'll come down to the Madhyamadhikari stage and speak from that level. Because a Mahabhagavata isn't seeing up, there's a bad guy, there's a good guy. We, in order to become Krishna conscious, you have to see who's a bad guy, who's a good guy. Because we have to avoid bad guys and you have to get good guys. Because you're not a Mahabhagavata. And so, gradually, when you become Mahabhagavata, then you'll be thinking like that. You don't see no friend, no enemy, no bad guy, no good guy. Everybody is, and actually, whether good guy or bad guy, you know, that's very unfortunate if you're in a bad guy. But good guy or bad guy, you're still Krishna's child. Krishna still loves you the same way, whether you're good or bad. That's why some people have a bad child. It doesn't matter, they still love the child the same way. So a Christian like that, good child or bad child, still love you the same way. But Maya is like that. Maya is like, if you're a bad child, Maya wants to make you into a good child. And you know, sometimes you can always explain to a child how to be nice way, right? Sometimes a child has to get, you know, spanked. So living entity, sometimes they have to get reprimand, you know, to find Krishna. Because they've lost the ability to find Krishna on their own. So they have to find, Krishna has to help them. And if you sometimes you don't find Krishna just being hanging around, having your own friends. Sometimes it's better if something bad happens to you. If something bad happens to you that wakes you up, then you'll find Krishna. All these good things going on, you're forgetting Krishna, you're going, you're not taking it serious. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, right? He was a great devotee, very advanced personality, the king of the earth, the relative to the Pandavas, very advanced devotee. But he had to leave the world very quickly, very prematurely, because he was cursed by a Brahmana boy. You see, you find the Krishna consciousness is always not, is not all the time being given to you, it's not coming to us in a nice way. It's like Bhagavad Gita, we're reading Bhagavad Gita, very nice, but Bhagavad Gita is going on the battlefield, where people are going to die in a little while, people are going to be hurt in a little while, people are going to be messed up here. This is Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, the Ramayana, there's a big war going on there too, stealing the Lord's wife, all kind of things are going on. You know, but this shows you that life is like this. Life is not always like nice and easy, and that goes all difficult things, but yeah. And by getting knowledge from these scriptures, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Ramayana, and so forth, you get an understanding about life from Krishna. And then you can live properly with a better understanding, that you know what's going on. We're not depending on material science to show us Krishna. We're not so foolish that to think that people have to make Krishna. Krishna is already there from the very beginning. Krishna is not waiting for people to find out about him. No. Krishna is there from the very beginning. And just Srila Prabhupada just said that if you make some creation or you make some invention or something, you always have some literature that goes along with that to show how it's done, what the purpose of it is, and everything. So all these literature has always been there, describing what to do with this creation. This is called the Vedas. The Vedas have always been there. And by the help of the Vedas, by understanding what is the actual knowledge, the spiritual knowledge properly from the authorities, then you could fulfill that process by surrender. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. We have Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parisevanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Akvaibedanam, Sakyam. These are the processes of devotional service. And by fixing your mind on them, what happens? The mind becomes purified. Because anything that touches Krishna becomes purified. That's Krishna's quality. Whatever Krishna touches, whatever touches Krishna becomes purified. So we keep ourselves in touch with Krishna by chanting, by hearing, by remembering. Remembering, that's called smarana. Very easy process. But in order to have smarana, you must have something to remember. You must have some devotional activities to remember. All the Harinam you went on, or the Rati Yatras, or the Devotee, the program. You have some for your memory that you can remember about Krishna. This is the way the Krishna consciousness is. Smarana, just like me, I can remember so many things, so many Harinam, so many preachings, Srila Prabhupada, so many things over there. And this forms the Krishna consciousness. Also, when you contact devotees, they advance you. That's how you get love of Krishna. By the blessings of devotees, the Krishna consciousness going on. Not that I'm myself, I'm doing it, I'm studying to get it. But you have to put yourself so you get the blessings from devotees, from advanced devotees. That is the in the Krishna consciousness. You get blessed by other devotees that wish you well. That's how you... Just like all the devotees that became Krishna conscious is due to Srila Prabhupada's blessing. Nobody became advanced alone. Everybody became blessed by this one pure devotee. He could bless everyone. And that's how the Krishna conscious movement became successful. So, try to yourself become an advanced devotee. Don't remain what is called Kanishta Adhikari. Find the ways how to make advancement, because You don't want to come back here again in a material body. That's what you're trying to avoid. The spiritual world is open to you. That's Krishna's message. And you can purify this body very easy. All the techniques are there. You can learn from the devotees. First thing, you have to read Bhagavad Gita. To make more progress, you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. These are very important literatures. Srimad Bhagavatam, that's called the Bhagavad Purana. It's practically the light of the Kali Yuga, the scripture. It's like the sun, it shines in the Kali Yuga. Everybody should get familiar with that Srimad Bhagavatam. It's spoken by a great devotee, Sukadev Goswami. These are all great, great, great advanced persons. The advanced person is not the material scientist. The poor material scientist, they need the body, they have to go wherever. The real advanced people are the spiritual genius, the advanced pure devotees. That's who we have to follow. And whether it is Christ or some other pure devotee, they're all saying the same thing. How to love Krishna and how to approach Krishna. So we, in Krishna consciousness, there's no small-minded. This is our group. And we teach like this. That if you want to find God, you got to go beyond the group. And then if you have the proper knowledge, you'll understand that, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, when you have thus learned the truth, you will know that all living entities are but part of me, they're in me, and they're mine. And then you have the correct view of your brother and sister. Then you can make advancement. So everything is provided. You come to this temple, you make association probably with devotees, you fix up yourself in chanting, get your feet back, get your japa bead, start chanting the holy name. Because this holy name, actually, Prabhupada said the holy name can save you. Just like if somebody is sleeping at night, they're sleeping in a room, say like a robber is coming to rob the house, nothing else can help them. They cannot see anything, they cannot think about anything, but if the person makes one sound, they can hear. So this means that even when you're sleeping, your ears are still awake. That's how powerful your hearing is. So by hearing the Krishna Katha, by hearing the Maha Mantra, actually by chanting this Maha Mantra, you chant again and again, it develops like a Krishna consciousness within you. You have the tape recorder going on, the Hare Krishna tape going on. As soon as you're quiet, you'll hear it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So your own mind, if you fix it up in Krishna, it'll work to purify you on its own. You just have to direct it. Actually, that's the nature of your mind, to be fixed into Krishna. Because Krishna is actually happiness on a spiritual platform. So you're wanting to enjoy, that is you get that satisfaction on the spiritual platform. Because Krishna never runs out, you know. If you get something to material, that'll run out. The enjoyment will run out. Or you'll get old or whatever. But Krishna consciousness, the enjoyment never runs out. But on the contrary, the enjoyment keeps increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing. And then one day you find yourself in ecstasy because of that development. But in order to get to the place, you have to make a sacrifice. And this is the time to make the sacrifice. So I'd like to stop here and try to get some questions from the devotees. I know questions are very important. Questions are very liberating.